Yeah, two stones, they hollowed out each stone. And then he put the two stones together, making it into one big receptacle. So too, if you have two concave kneading boards, you place them together and made it into one big receptacle. And also, if you have a shukash, a hollowed out stone, that's split into two, and you put the two half pieces together. And now you want to be mekadesh the eifer, the paraduma, in this kli. You're going to fill the kli with spring water and then put the ashes of the paraduma in this kli. Hamayim shebeinam in mikudashim. If you put the eifer on one side of the kli, the water that's in the crack between them would not be mekudah. That water would be unfit to be used to sprinkle on people that are tmei meis. As only the water on the two sides of the kli would be considered mekudash. But the water in the crack where the two kelim come together would not be mekudash. And the Ketzer Mishnah says that's only if you only put the ashes on one side of the kli. But if you put the ashes on both sides of the kli, in such a case, even the water in between, that's right by the crack in between the two kelim, would be mekudesh. Also, I'm besit or begest. But if you attach the two rocks or the two kneading boards with lime or with gaps in a very white type of lime, behen yecholos li natok achas hamayin shebeinem mikudashim, and they're attached very well, that if you picked on one side, the other side would come with it. In such a case, it's considered one big kli. So therefore, even if you put the ashes only on one side, all the water would be mekudesh. Even the water that's in the crack where the two stones come together, that water would also be mekudesh. Son of Papa, above Mishnah Aleph, HaMekadesh b'nafo HaKiddush al yado o al tzad. V'achach nafo al shukas. Puzzle. Somebody wants to be mekadesh the eighth part of the paraduma. He wants to take the ashes and put it into the kli that holds the spring water. And they did it, that you have to put the ashes directly into the spring water. And the pasuk says, the lakach, but not going to have to take the ashes and directly put it in the spring water. Now what happens if you take the ashes, and the ashes inadvertently fall on your hand, onto the side of the kli, and only after that fall into the water? In such a case, the water would not be makuta, that water would be possible to sprinkle on people that are tmei meis, as we said. The water has to be put directly, and the spring water can't first fall onto your hand or onto the side of the kli. Now, if the ashes fell from the tube which contained the ashes directly into the shukas, into the kli that held the spring water, that would also be possible. That would not be mekudesh, as the ashes are contained in the tube called the shloifer. And instead of taking the ash into your hand and then putting it into the spring water, the ashes fell directly from the tube into the water. It is not mekudesh, as the Kohen has to take the ashes in his hand and then place them in the spring water. If the Kohen takes the ashes out of the shloifer in order to put it in the spring water, but before he put the ashes in the spring water, he covers the shloifer, he takes something to cover the tube to protect the rest of the ashes in the tube. Or before he has a chance to put the ashes in the water, he closes the door of the house that he is in. HaKiddush kosher b'amayim sulam. The kiddush is kosher. The ashes that he has in his hand is still kosher. And the fact that he did a malacha in the middle of putting the ash in the water does not invalidate the ashes. But the mayim is possible. The water that's in the kli become invalid to be used for the eifer, the paraduma. That is a din that a malacha that is done while he's doing the kiddush invalidates the spring water. And since he did a malacha by covering the shloifer or by closing the door, that invalidates the spring water. They would have to get different spring water to use for the kiddush of the eifer or the paraduma. Zakva be'eretz pasul. If after the Kohen takes the ashes from the shloifer, before he puts it in the spring water, he takes the shloifer, the tube that holds the ashes, and he puts it upright on the ground, that's also a malach, and that also would invalidate the spring water that was to be used for the kiddush. L'toch yado kasher mipnei she'efsher. And a lot of Mephoshim say we have to read over here mipnei she'efsher. If after the Kohen takes the ashes out of the shloifer before he puts it in the spring water, he takes his hand and places it on the opening of the shloifer to protect the eifer, the ashes that's left in the shloifer, that would not be considered a malacha to invalidate the spring water. And the Mishnah explains why mipnei she'efsher, because it's impossible to do it any other way. He has to somehow protect the ashes that's left in the shloifer, and at the very least he has to place his hand on it. So since it can't be done in any other way, that's not considered a malacha. That would invalidate the spring water.